Bevan, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Hi, Amber. How are you? Thanks very much for having me on.
No problem at all. So, Bevan, to start off, you might remind our listeners about the work that you do at Company Bureau.
Sure. So Company Bureau are Ireland's leading company formation and corporate services provider. We've been helping businesses get set up since 1997, both in Ireland and abroad. We're based in Dublin city centre, so a bit far away from yourselves, but we've helped over 40,000 companies through the formation process since we got started. But we also provide ongoing compliance services. And we were recently very delighted to win the Small Firms Association National Business Awards in the services category.
Fantastic. And I know you've done some analysis as well, and you've come up with different figures in terms of growth. I think it is what you're seeing is what we're experiencing when it comes to the different numbers that are trying to set up new companies. So can you tell us, I suppose, about the findings?
That's right, Amber. So what we saw in the last quarter was that applications to form new companies had like a massive surge. So there was a jump of more than 20% in the first quarter of 2026. And completed incorporations were up more than 15% year on year. So it's a very significant uplift, which we're delighted to see. And I think it's a really good sign for the economy overall. And what really stood out was the growth across multiple sectors. So not only were overall company formations up significantly, but we saw a sharp increase in certain industries. Previously, from our experience, we would have seen like a big bump in January and then it would kind of taper off a little bit in February, March. But this year, March had the same number of incorporations as January, which kind of suggests that there is a momentum building, which signals that there's good things coming for the rest of the year, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great to hear. And as you say, hopefully the trend will continue as well into the coming months. You mentioned, Bevan, that there was obviously quite significant growth across a lot of industries. Could you talk me through maybe what some of the main industries were where you were noticing that strong growth maybe and what those numbers looked like maybe as well?
Yeah, so construction, I think, which is quite close to most people's hearts around the country, was a very strong performer, and incorporations in that sector rose by 67% year on year. So that kind of points to increased activity in building and infrastructure and development projects. But there's also kind of the companies that support that have also grown. So that was a pretty significant one. But then also software and computer programming saw a dramatic growth. So there was an 185% increase there.
Oh,
so that's obviously extremely significant. And then there were others. So management and professional services saw growth, financial services and manufacturing, funny enough, was up quite significantly. It was up 46%. So yeah, it's been an interesting quarter for us, at least.
Absolutely. And it's great to see that growth. And I know you touched on it there a moment ago as well, that obviously it was looking quite positive. And obviously seeing, you know, growth across all areas, I suppose, really, when it comes to new companies being set up. But also, I suppose, particularly like when it comes to the likes of the construction industry and things like that as well, it points to being very positive, I suppose, and a very positive sign for the economy, Bevan.
I think that's right. I mean, I'm not an economist, but I think it's very promising. And the fact that the figures are not declining, that it's not a singular month, which can be an anomaly or there can be a reason for that, but the figures are kind of buoyant and moving upwards, suggests that there's a momentum there, which is very promising.
It certainly is. And hopefully, as we said, that will continue as well, because it would be great to see, because obviously we all know how important that, you know, new companies are, I suppose, to local economies as well, and especially SMEs, because they form such an important part. So it is great to see that level of growth, isn't it, Bevan?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And like any of us, and I think most of us, at least if we haven't experienced it ourselves, we know someone who's had to do an extension or buy a house or had like very significant issues with getting a building contractor, you know, or someone in that area. So it's great to see. And obviously the just in terms of the wider impact of what this huge surge in construction related businesses could mean to the country, it's very promising.
It certainly is. We spoke to yourselves at the Company Bureau before, Bevan, as well, about strike-offs, I suppose, and just urging businesses, I suppose, to, you know, to, I suppose, have themselves in order on what they needed to do in advance of deadlines that were coming up. But I know that was something that you looked at in this analysis as well. Has there been many businesses placed on that strike-off list, Bevan?
Yeah, and this is like, I suppose there's always a little bit of a sting at the end of such positive figures to tell you, but... So last quarter, there were almost 2,500 companies placed on the involuntary strike-off list. So that's very significant. And it's a kind of a stark enough warning for company directors. Like, there's been a pretty unprecedented enforcement campaign happening from the CRO. So If anyone's been a bit lax with their annual returns or with their kind of obligations as a director, that moment has passed and you kind of need to get on top of these things. So we've been told that there's going to be potentially upwards of 35,000 companies put on the involuntary strike-off list by the end of 2026. So yeah, that's a serious figure, and I think company directors just need to definitely be on top of their obligations.
Absolutely, yeah, because it's quite serious, obviously, and it is a big issue, obviously, for businesses when they are placed on that list. So it is important, I suppose, that, as you said there, that they keep abreast of everything and make sure that everything is done right and done in time as well.
That's right, yeah. So I suppose the main thing is to keep on top of everything, and if you're concerned that, you know, you might be behind, or often, and it seems silly, but sometimes people don't realize how many directorships they hold. Like, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that could have 8 or 10 directorships. So I think it's worth doing a check to make sure that you're aware of how many directorships that you have, first of all, and then to be sure that those are all kept completely compliant and up to date, because there are very significant implications for directors if they're not following out their kind of statutory obligations, and that's being ramped up very significantly by the CRO just this year. So yeah, the time to act is now, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. And just before we finish up, Bevan, if anyone wants to find out more about this research or dive into it a little bit more, is it available on your website for people to access publicly?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a deep dive on our blog. So if you go to www.companyformations.ie, you can find out a little bit more on what's happening. And if you want to sign up to our newsletter, we update our subscribers on what's happening with the CRO, on any sort of changes to company law or changes to enforcement or anything that they kind of need to be aware of. If there's a director who's concerned that they may or may not be up to date, we're very happy to do a free consultation and a directorship check. So it's worth, you know, getting in touch with us, and we'll be happy to do that.
That's brilliant to hear. Well, Bevan, it's been lovely to talk to you this evening, and thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show.
Thank you so much, Amber. Lovely to talk to you.